Proverbs 14:3 says, "In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them." In 1802, an old-time Bible-believing Methodist named Thomas Coke wrote in reference to this proverb, quote, "Fools often bring upon themselves, by their ungoverned tongues, the correction due to their crimes, their pride, and arrogance," end quote. An ungoverned tongue is the mark of a fool, and the ungoverned tongue is a self-defeating weapon. If you've ever read or watched Sherlock Holmes or Columbo or other crime story mysteries, or just read accounts of the capture of some of history's most famous criminals, you'll find that many times it's the slip of the tongue that results in their capture and arrest. For example, while interrogating a suspect, Columbo would hear the suspect say something like, "I wasn't there and I don't even know how to shoot a gun or even let alone own a gun." And Columbo would say, "But sir, how did you know our victim was shot to death? I just said that he bled to death from his injuries. How did you know the injuries were from gunshot wounds?" The whole reason that investigators interview suspects in seclusion from other suspects and then interview them several times is to compare their stories and find any inconsistencies. Most criminals are proud and self-defensive and will eventually say something to give themselves away. They usually lie and then lie to cover up a lie, and eventually it all blows up in their faces. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride. And that ungoverned tongue can also cause a lot of hurt and damage to others. That is why it is unwise to run with fools or to have fools for friends. The fear of sailors talking too much while drinking in the local pubs or mingling with the local women while on shore leave is what produced the old saying, "Loose lips sink ships." That saying originated in World War II as the War Department put out posters and carried on a propaganda campaign to remind people that blabbing information, even if you don't think it's very important or if you even think you can trust the person you're talking to, can cause serious damages to the war effort. The foolish sailor might say something to give away information related to the type of cargo or the time of departure, the destination of the ship, and so forth, and the consequence was a ship struck down and sinking in the ocean, taking many of the crew down with it. But after the war, it was discovered that another major concern was that of national morale. So "loose lips sink ships" was used to remind people that even talking about bad news from overseas, including those killed and wounded or lost battles, etc., could sink the ship of the entire war effort at home. But the problem with foolish people who like to run their mouths is pride. There's just something in all of us that likes to be the one to break the news. It's nothing but pride. Being the center of attention as you tell someone some juicy bit of news. Now, there's nothing wrong with keeping up with events and keeping up with old friends and what's going on among family and loved ones. But you just have to be careful to avoid overdoing it or becoming malicious or just careless with your talk. I've worked to keep that under control in my life. Since I was about 16 years old, I was running my mouth one day and catching a few friends up on the latest from the local grapevine in the little burg where I grew up. Everyone was listening and gasping at the scandals and laughing at the crazy stories I was telling. And then a friend I have named Andy looked at me and said, "You're like a walking newspaper, you know that?" I realized what he was saying, especially by the look on his face. It wasn't meant as a compliment. It sort of reminded me of Andy Griffith dealing with Barney Fife. And most of us like old Barn, but none of us want to be Barney Fife. I think we all have our moments and we let pride get the best of us, but the wise men will have self-awareness and work to keep that monster in check. As Paul wrote to Titus, having exhorted him to be a pattern of good works, he then says in Titus 2:8 that we ought to use sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. If we do so, we will avoid fulfilling this proverb about the mouth of the foolish, and we will please the Lord with our words.